broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for, it's already November 9th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, this is our one of two. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the inspired by the almighty checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely the solutions to the problems we face. We don't need revolution, but a restoration would be nice. Welcome to the broadcast. Hoping for your help on that. By the way, we got 2 hours to recap as quick as I possibly can. I should say 2 days to recap. Sorry, Thursday and Friday. Friday, we had an incredible broadcast. Didn't have time for the Thursday recap. Thursday recap brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys today. Thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Incredible discounts everywhere. Thepowermall.com. Donald Trump releases his first radio ads of 2016 presidential campaigns. It's interesting. When Donald released some legitimate ads, some kids released ads mocking the Donald. Yeah, Donald Trump says he's running for president because politicians are all talk and no action. I guess there's a video out, the potty mouth kids trash Trump. We played some of those spots. We got the cleanest of them all, but it's very strange stuff going on. The new media is not being used by the politicians, but it certainly is by those enemies of the politicians. Kind of interesting. Trashing Trump Latino kids pound racism like a piñata. We talked about all that. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is offering what they call voice feminization therapy for male students claiming to be transgender females or women, whatever you want to say. That was our 1 hour, two. States with higher marriage rates are economically healthier. Marriage and a state's prosperity appear to be linked, go hand in hand, according to a new report by the conservative American Enterprise Institute and the Institute on Family Studies. Utah has the highest percentage of parents with children under 18 years old, the parents being married. That's according to the new report's data. Bigger, better, stronger. That's the military they say you want, huh? Isn't it? Not. We don't think so. I want a military that can take care of America, but it doesn't need to be bigger. It just needs to take care of America, not gallivant around the world and pretend we're the world's cops. Houston residents vote down LGBT equal rights measure. Wow. Houston equal rights, quote, amendment loses by wide margin. And I guess the debt ceiling was lifted. And when the debt ceiling was lifted the same day, I guess 339 billion dollar increase in the debt, or the deficit, I should say. Christians are warned to pull their kids from the government schools. All the garbage and debris and waste from this faulty model is washing up, says the headline. Boy, is that true. We've been telling you that for 20 plus years, though. Imagine an America in which all children are educated according to biblical Christian principles instead of modern secular liberal values, huh? Wouldn't that be cool? 46,471 drug overdoses killed more Americans than car crashes or guns, CNSnews.com. I'm going to say that one more time. 46,471 drug overdoses kill more than car crashes and guns in America. Drug overdose deaths are the leading cause of injury and death in the United States. Ahead of motor vehicles, deaths, and firearms deaths. But, of course, we're not talking about the drugs because the drug companies are too big and fund too much of the media, huh? California ballot initiative would require porn actors to wear condoms, says Reuters. Wow, you're going to vote on that ballot initiative, huh? I guess there's a new term out now. It's called chemsex. Yeah. It's the alarming new trend. It's a 72-hour drug-filled sexcapade. Or sex session. They say dangerous drug-filled sex sessions has an average of 5 partners. It's dangerous in America, to say the least, ladies and gentlemen. That was Thursday's broadcast. Just think how relevant the news is when we talk about it later. Now, of Friday's broadcast, we talked about Christy and Huckabee are cut from the next debate. We also had our guest on, former Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And we had student scholars on the radio. We had eight of them, one per segment. Jake was the first one. He says, can we live in a country that's both free and drug-free? He talks about the controlled markets, how back in the day, DuPont told lies about hemp to manipulate the truth. Wow. We then talked to Mary. She dropped the book for an attention-getting aid. She said, relax, nobody got shot. She was going to present about police brutality, but then she changed to discussing the way cops violate the Constitution, police brutality being a subset of that broader scope. She says, sadly, case law is a big part of the problem. How do we stop the violation of our rights in general? We need to change the way our cops are trained. Cops are not here to enforce the law, but rather to protect our rights. Boy, is that wise. Antonio chimed in, refers to the 18th Amendment and what a failure it was. The illegal status of drugs and the war on drugs is not working. Quotes John Adams, we have the right to put what we like into our bodies. Where is their authority? And under what jurisdiction can they ban drugs in the first place, he asks. Darius chimes in, said, I have a dream, quoted from memory, provides several examples of African Americans who became educated and actually made something of themselves. And his main point, after he mentions the patent office, is that, you know what, people can become important in their own right if they take matters into their own hands and they decide that it's up to them rather than playing the victim. That was hour one. Hour two, Parker chimes in. Could communism be in America, he asks. Compares current USA to other communist countries. Daisy then chimes in. Talks about private property and the Communist Manifesto is being used to destroy our rights. If the Constitution is designed to guarantee our rights, then why are we allowing the Communist Manifesto to destroy our freedoms, she asks. Carla chimes in. The importance of marriage, she refers to the biblical reality. Tiana chimes in. Why are we letting so many people get drugs every day? Tiana and one other student advocates to protect our rights and not have drugs become legal. One of two students to take the other side of the argument. All right. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. Pretty cool stuff. Michael Connolly, our guest now. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Well, thank you for having me on again, Sam.
What do you think? Richard Mack has these students write reports on the topic of their choice relating to serious constitutional issues of the day. And we watched them present. I flew down to Arizona with my co-host, Kirk Cosby. We watched these students stand and deliver a speech on their written report. So it was written and oral. Now we're putting them on the radio. What do you think of the points they made?
Well, I think they've got some valid points. I think they're concerned, apparently, about, you know, freedom in this country, and that's what you and I are concerned about, and the lack of freedom, and the fact that our freedoms are being taken away. And, you know, so it's interesting to see what these students do. I believe the American Legion, which I was commander of American Legion Post for 2 years, we every year have a speech contest that we sponsor nationwide. In fact, when I was in high school, I won the state championship in both first Mississippi and then Louisiana the following year. And students are asked to write speeches about the Constitution and talk about where they think the Constitution is, and to present these speeches, and then to have an impromptu speech when they're given a topic on the Constitution and have like 2 minutes to prepare. And it was remarkable to me the way my fellow students were looking at the Constitution back then. And they were looking at it totally different than they look at it now, because these students who responded to Sheriff Mack's request are obviously concerned, but there's such a small percentage of the students out there who even know we have a Constitution. I made a speech here recently, and I talked about the fact that when the American Revolution occurred, we had one-third of the colonists were actually patriots, and either fought in or supported the revolution. You had approximately one-third of the colonists who were loyalists to the British and wanted us to stick with King George. And then you had another one-third of the colonists who were basically tried to say they were neutral, primarily because they were businessmen that wanted to sell to both sides. If you look at the same situation or the same statistics now in this country, we have at least a third, hopefully more than that, but not much more probably, who are patriots and support the Constitution. You have another one-third of the people out there who want to destroy the Constitution, who want to destroy the constitutional republic in this country, turn it into a socialist or communist paradise or fascist.
Hang tight, Michael Connelly. Quick pause, back in a flash. One-third, one-third, and it's coming up.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, well-known attorney, executive director of the United States Justice Foundation, Michael Connelly. He wrote the booklet called Our Constitution. Get it today. It breaks down every piece of the Constitution and puts it into a reality check point of view of how you can apply it today and how it relates to the intent of our founders. MichaelConnelly.jixie.com or usjf.net, the websites. So, Michael, you were saying one-third doesn't understand. They want to destroy the Constitution. One-third actually kind of cares, but maybe they don't have the knowledge, huh?
Well, it's one-third, I think, out there do have the knowledge. One-third of the American people, people like you and I and people that work with organizations we work with, believe in the Constitution and are fighting for it. Then you have another third out there who actually want to destroy the Constitution. They're the Hillary Clinton supporters, the Bernie Sanders supporters, the Barack Obama supporters. And then you have another third of the people, unfortunately, in this country that are clueless. They don't even know we have a Constitution. And the reason behind that is that our children in school are not being taught about the Constitution. They're not being asked to read it. They're not, you and I, in our day, we had to memorize the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. I'm sure
that
doesn't happen in schools anymore. And one of the things I found out when I wrote my booklet on the Constitution, and by the way, people can go order that at www.constitution.zigzagisy.com, and they can order a copy for $6. It's a pocket-sized booklet, and a lot of people are ordering it to give out to students. In fact, we had a Rotary Club in South Texas order 500 copies to give out in six school districts in South Texas, because one of the things that it contains that most people don't realize exists is the preamble to the Bill of Rights. Now, I'm not talking about the preamble of the Constitution. This is the preamble to the Bill of Rights, in which our founding fathers basically tell the government they're creating, because it was a brand new form of government. They didn't know if it was going to work, but they created this, that they didn't want it to revert to tyranny, and they wanted to make sure the American people were protected from tyranny. So what they did is they put in this preamble that says to the federal government, these rights enumerated in these Bill of Rights, and that includes right to free speech, freedom of religion, freedom of press, the press, and the right to keep and bear arms, among others, the right to due process. It said, these rights are God-given. We do not acknowledge that these rights are given to us by the government, because if we acknowledge that, then we acknowledge that the government can take away our rights.
The bottom line is they expressed their desire in order to prevent misconstruction and or abuse of its powers. So they had further declaratory restrictive clauses to be added to extend the grounds of confidence in the government. In other words, they clearly said this is to restrict the government even further because we're afraid we didn't go far enough. Right?
Exactly. And that's why they included the Second Amendment in there, because the Second Amendment ain't about duck hunting. The Second Amendment was included to ensure that the American people always had the right to keep and bear arms, because they had just fought a long and bloody war with the British, and if the colonists had not been armed, had not been able to acquire arms, then there would never have been a revolution, and there would never have been the United States of America. So the Founding Fathers were put in the Second Amendment to ensure that we would always be able to maintain our arms and protect ourselves, not just against the criminals in the world, but also against our own government, if they turn to the criminals, which they're doing right now. I mean, we have a lawless government operating in Washington, D.C. And one of the things that the Founding Fathers wanted to do was to protect us against tyranny, was to provide for the right to keep and bear arms. And, you know, I've talked on this show before and about the all-out assault that's being made right now on American veterans. And it's ironic that we have Veterans Day coming up in 2 days, and an all-out assault being made to disarm America's veterans by the Veterans Administration. Now we've found out that the BATF is involved, the FBI is involved, Department of Defense is involved, and I predicted 6 months ago on my blog, in an article, that they were going to expand this effort to senior citizens, to Social Security recipients. And a couple of months ago, the Los Angeles Times reported that was exactly what was happening. It was going to be the same criteria being used by the VA to disarm our veterans. And what they're doing is they're coming in declaring veterans and now Social Security recipients incompetent to handle their own financial affairs. And then they're saying, since you've been declaring them incompetent for reasons like minor PTSD, ever having been depressed in your lifetime or even told a doctor you were depressed, veterans are being declared incompetent to handle their own financial affairs because they let the spouses pay the family bills or they have the bills automatically paid by the bank. And then they tell veterans, once you've been declared incompetent, you can no longer own, purchase, transport, or possess firearms or ammunition. If you do, you are guilty of a felony. Then they turn around and they take these same veterans and now Social Security recipients, and they put their send their names to the FBI from the VA or the Social Security Administration. And the FBI, and we've got a confidential memorandum that we finally got with a Freedom of Information Act request and a lawsuit against the VA. A confidential memorandum between the VA and the FBI, where the FBI agrees to put the names of any veterans turned into them by the VA on the NICS list, the National Instant Criminal Background Checklist. That is a list that decides whether or not you can legally purchase firearms in this country. To be on that list, you have to be a convicted felon, a known abuser of drugs, or be adjudicated, and this is the way it's worded, adjudicated to be mentally ill to the point of being a danger to themselves or others. So they're taking all veterans, and now Social Security recipients apparently, and they're putting them on the list in the category of being mentally ill to the point of being a danger to themselves or others because they had their bills automatically paid by the bank, or because they have ever had PTSD or depression or taken certain medications. There are 200,000 veterans out there on the NICS list. According to Chairman Senator Charles Grassley, and we've been working with his Senate Judiciary Committee because they're investigating all this, that according to Senator Grassley, 99.3% of the people on the NICS list classified as being mentally ill to a point of being in danger of themselves or others. 99.3% of them are veterans.
Now, and a significant number of those, and we don't even have a real breakdown because they never did the research. They just made this, quote, classification without substantial evidence. Most of these people aren't mentally ill at all. They may have a little bit of, post-stress disorder or whatever because they were in combat. I'm not saying everything's perfect in their lives. They may have some medical issues that we need to really support them to take care of. But most of these people are not crazy. They're not mentally ill, and they certainly have not been in any way proven to be unsafe with a firearm. But here's the real point. Even if that were the case, even if you could prove them unsafe, the Second Amendment doesn't say, unless we think you're unstable.
No, the Second Amendment says nothing of the sort. And the fact is that the law requires that in order for somebody to be adjudicated to be mentally ill, adjudication is required. Adjudication means there has to be a hearing in front of a judge or at least an administrative judge. And evidence is presented, and you're entitled to present evidence. Well, that's not what's happening here.
The point here is innocent until proven guilty in due process of law, right?
Right.
And that's the part that we seem to be losing everywhere in this country under, I can name circumstance after circumstance where that's simply not the case, and that's the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Connolly with us. USJF.net is the website, and they got their fingers in all kinds of constitutional protection battles. We'll talk about more of those. I also want to talk about Michael Savage, and I want to get Michael Connolly's take on Michael Savage's latest statements. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A
backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want credible deals and you want to do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. All right, Michael Connolly, our guest. He is the executive director of USJF. That's the United States Justice Foundation, usjf.net. And he wrote a booklet called Our Constitution, constitution.jixi.com if you want to learn more about that. USJF.net if you want to check out the United States Justice Foundation. MichaelConnolly.jixi.com if you want to learn more about his personal blog, etc. Now, Michael Connolly, there are two kinds of people that I, or three kinds of people in America that mirrors what you had pointed out about one third in the last segment, and that is this. You know, there are those who want to destroy America, and there are those who want to protect America, and the battle seems to be on. The problem is, there are those who pretend they want to protect America, but I don't believe they really do. And so I'm going to give kind of the tale of two Michaels, is what I kind of compare it as. And Michael Connolly has literally written up articles of impeachment in a legal, appropriate form to give the House of Representatives the ability to move forward with the articles of impeachment. Literally documented till the cows come home. Incredible document. Congress seems to be oblivious, sad to say. However, I believe Michael Connolly truly does want to protect America and truly is going about it in a way that could literally gain ground if Congress had the guts and if the people got together and demanded it. However, there's a lot of people that are out there that are just, in my opinion, full of hot air or rhetoric, if you will, and they're not really doing much good. They talk big. And I'm going to say that Trump's one of them. You know, he talks big about the border, talks big about the media, but he trashes the media at the same time. They seem to be his best friend. He's on interview after interview after interview. He pretends he's for the alternative media, but he doesn't do anything to fund them. He pretends the mainstream press is his enemy, but that's where he puts his money and his time and his effort. Same with all the politicians, even Rand Paul, trying to raise a ton of money from me to go spend it with the mainstream press. But if I try to get a hold of him and have him on the radio, he doesn't have time. Too busy. Nevertheless, he's melting down in the polls. So too busy for what? To get more coverage? It's amazing. Well, anyway, the reason I bring all this up, Michael Connolly, is Michael Savage, one of the well-known mainstream press talk show hosts of the day. He wants you to believe he's not in the mainstream. But he has some very bold statements about Barack Obama right now. Michael Savage, prosecute Obama for crimes against America. Dictator should face new versions of Nuremberg trials. We're living in a dictatorship. We need an impeachment right now. Right now, I agree with Michael Savage. But is he just talk, or is it really working with you and others who have put a plan in place to really get it done, Michael Connolly?
Well, I haven't heard from Michael Savage regarding...
Okay, well, hold on. If Michael Savage is really for doing what he's saying, hey, we got a dictator in the White House, we're living in a dictatorship, we need an impeachment right now. Michael Savage says, prosecute Obama for crimes against America. Okay, wouldn't you think this guy would contact the leading attorney who has literally written up articles of impeachment if he was serious?
Well, I would hope so, but he hasn't, and a lot of other commentators out there have not. We did get word prior to the last November's election, we were talking about a year ago, that my articles of impeachment, which were sent to members of the House of Representatives, had been turned over by at least one of them to the House Judiciary Committee. And people were calling the staff of the House Judiciary Committee saying, what's going on? And they were saying, we're going to look at these and we're going to be very careful, but they are before the committee. We are going to consider them. Well, obviously, nothing has happened in a year. And there is another group, several other groups out there that have drawn up articles of impeachment similar to what I did and submitted them to members of Congress, and nothing's happening. The fact of the matter is that while Obama has committed numerous impeachable offenses, and numerous crimes, nobody in this Congress, or at least not enough people of note to do anything about it, want to do anything to impeach Obama. They are all looking at, well, all this will be solved if we win the presidential election next year. Well, I'm sorry, but number one, the chances are that the presidential election next year is going to be stolen by Hillary Clinton, as Barack Obama stole it in 2012. When he was reelected, when thousands and thousands of military votes, for example, were not counted in places like Ohio and other states because the ballots weren't sent out to the members of our military in time. So they are around now pushing, and there's a request for an investigation of this by Jeff Sessions, I believe it is, in the United States Senate, who has come forward and said, look, we want to investigate why the Department of Homeland Security is diverted part of its budget from protecting our borders to contacting people in this country who are here legally as immigrants and telling them that they can bypass the normal waiting periods and go ahead and become naturalized citizens and register to vote. And we want them to do this before 2016. We also have in the state of California illegals being given driver's licenses so they can go out and register to vote. We have this happening in other states around the country. The plan is that the election in 2016 will be stolen. So putting all of our eggs in that basket is ridiculous. We have to go after this president of the United States for the treason he's committed, providing aid and comfort to our enemy repeatedly. The Iran treaty, and, you know, Sam, it is a treaty. You and I both know that. We both know it's a classic definition of a treaty. It's an agreement between two or more countries that's a long-term agreement. Yet the leadership of the Republican Party in the House and the Senate agreed to let Obama bypass the constitutional requirement that two-thirds of the Senate has to ratify any treaty before it can go into effect. They allowed the president not only to bypass that, but to do something totally extraordinary. And I wrote about this in my blog because it is just... stunning to me what they did. They basically took Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution that allows the president to veto any law passed by Congress, and they turned that upside down, and they said, okay, Mr. Obama, we're going to allow you to submit this treaty as an executive agreement to Congress. It will not require a two-thirds vote to pass, but this will be submitted for us to vote down. And if we voted down, which Congress did, at least the House did, the Senate wasn't even allowed to vote on it, and I'll go to get into that in a minute. But they said, if we voted down, you can then veto our negative vote. And once you have vetoed our negative vote, it will take two-thirds of the members of the House to override it and two-thirds of the members of the Senate. So Article 1, Section 7, that says that's what's required if the president vetoes a law passed by Congress. There's nothing in there that says anything about the president being allowed to veto a law defeated by Congress. Now, by setting this up the way they did, Congress has now opened the door for Obama to come in with, for example, a requirement, a law that requires all gun owners in the country to register their firearms, or even all gun owners in the country to turn their firearms in to the federal government, and present that to Congress for a negative vote, knowing Congress will vote it down. And then Congress votes it down, and the president would veto that vote, and it would take two-thirds of the members of Congress to override that veto to support the Constitution. This is insane. And this was agreed to by members of the leadership and the members of the Republican Party in the House and Senate. And then we had, of course, the Senate didn't even vote in the Iranian Treaty because of the ridiculous cloture rule that is a rule adopted by the Senate that basically says, okay, we're not going to abide by the Constitution that says that legislation is passed the Senate or is voted on by a majority of the Senate. We're going to say 60 members of the Senate, 60%, have to approve a vote on the legislation before it can even come for a vote. And they've been using this for years. And Harry Reid, when he wanted to protect Obama's appointments, just threw this out. And Mitch McConnell could do the same thing on the Iranian Treaty. He could do the same thing on a number of issues before the Congress. He won't do it. He doesn't have the guts to do it. Obama is being allowed to continue his rampant illegal actions, is providing aid and comfort to the enemy throughout the world. I mean, we're not fighting ISIS. That whole thing is a joke. We're not doing anything effective over there. We're not really doing anything to fight al-Qaeda. He won't even acknowledge that we have terrorism going on in this country. He continues to call things like the Fort Hood massacre as domestic violence. So we have a man in the White House who is intent on doing things like closing Guantanamo Bay, the prison there. That's going to happen sometime in the next couple of months. Because he's not going to...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Michael Connelly with us. We're talking about the fact that Congress is virtually doing nothing. The big talkers, Michael Savage and others, they talk big. They flat out tell you that Barack's real father is probably mentor and communist leader Frank Marshall Davis. They talk about no valid birth certificate. They talk about impeaching him, but nothing seems to get done. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Impeach Obama now. Stop him before he kills this country. That's my opinion. Get out the bumper stickers, put them on your cars, and get the liberals riled up. Get in their faces, scream in their faces. Don't take their garbage because you're losing this country.
Amen. He's right as rain in his rhetoric, ladies and gentlemen. But I look at this and I say many people have taken on Barack in terms of the discussions. But a lot of these people are multimillionaires. Michael Savage being one of them. Glenn Beck being another. Judge Jeanine being another. Bill O'Reilly being another. Okay, the list goes on and on and on. They've been really critical, verbally speaking, of the president. However, have they put together any effort to fund Michael Connelly, a man at the U.S. Justice Foundation, executive director, USJF.net, who has literally written up articles of impeachment? Okay, you got Rand Paul begging me for money so they can tell you how awesome Rand would be as president. But what we've got to focus on is not giving the Republicans control. The insider Republicans are just as much of a problem as the Democrats. All right, now, but what if we had millions of dollars to promote in the media, to spend? And what if we had dozens of talk show hosts that were willing to really carry the brand, promote the agenda? And we really started to put real pressure on Congress. Okay, what I mean is, where is their seriousness? Michael Connelly, couldn't some of these heavy hitter multimillionaires put a couple of million dollars into your hands, promote it in the media, put a real push together, and actually make something happen if they really wanted to? What do you think, Michael? Uh-oh, we might have lost Mr. Connelly.
Well, he sounds like he's... been excised from the program.
What do you think, Kurt? I believe they could really do this if they wanted to.
Well, it's certainly true, you know, and like you said.
Oh, there he is. Are you there, Michael?
Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
Sorry about that. Okay, so did you hear my intro monologue in Michael Savage?
Yeah, I sure did.
All right, so I'm saying that if they really wanted to put their money where their mouth is, they really wanted to use their media, big tower, big sticks, whatever you want to say, they could really force a change in the game if they were to fund you guys. And then if they were to use their media presence to not only use their big sticks, but also advertise other places, I believe we could create a push that could actually change the game, sir.
I think we could, too. And I tell you how frustrating it is right now. The United States Justice Foundation is struggling, as are many of the conservative legal foundations out there, conservative organizations, because people, instead of putting money into our hands, so that we can fight the good fight, they're putting money into the hands of presidential candidates, and we have so many of them out there. That's where the money is going. And, for example, we are representing veterans around the country, the United States Justice Foundation. We're representing these veterans who are losing their Second Amendment rights on an individual basis. We're doing it for free. We don't charge them a penny or their families a penny. These are expensive propositions because we're fighting administratively for them. We would love to be able to file a class action lawsuit on behalf of these veterans. And I've been talking about this for 2 years now. But we need $250,000 to $500,000 to do that.
Okay, these guys could raise that in a couple of hours if they were serious. Tops.
Right. Donald Trump knows about this because I've talked to or emailed his people about this. Yet Donald Trump doesn't even talk about it. We're not getting any help from people out there Now, where some people are making generous donations, I had a lady here recently send me a check for $10,000 to the U.S. Justice Foundation. Another woman sent me $3,500. But we need somebody to step forward and get a group of people together that can afford to finance this so we can file a suit and show how Obama and his administration are violating the constitutional rights of veterans or taking away their Second Amendment rights, their Fifth Amendment right to due process, and we can do some damage. We win cases. The United States Justice Foundation has been around for 37 years. We have been very successful. We filed briefs in courts of appeals in the U.S. Supreme Court. We've been involved in the amnesty case against Barack Obama in Texas. We filed a brief in the Fifth Circuit, and we helped win that case in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. But the problem is, Obama was told by the court he couldn't go forward with his amnesty plan, and he basically told the court, I don't care what you say, I'm going to do what I want. He's going to do the same thing when he closes Gitmo. We have to go after the man. We would love to be able to push our articles of impeachment to do a lot more to try to pressure members of Congress, but we can only do so much, and we're not getting the help out there.
But these people that I'm talking about who talk so big, I'm telling you right now, you take 10 of them that I just mentioned, they wouldn't even have to put in 25 grand each. They're multimillionaires, every one of them, and they could give you the money that you need. We could push for impeachment if they talked about it every day and really promoted it. But what they do is they go on a rhetoric-filled rant, and then that's all they really do. And it's almost like it's designed to make us believe that they want to do the right thing, that they're really one of us. But in truth, they because they fall short of actually getting anything done, I'm starting to question their motives. And my goal is not to pick on anybody or attack anyone. But my goal is to try to look at it and call a spade a spade. When Rand Paul raises millions of dollars, when Ben Carson, when Donald Trump raises millions of dollars, Ted Cruz, millions of dollars. Okay, Ted Cruz raised several million dollars after his latest debate performance kind of thing. But we can't get $250,000 to defend the veterans? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly.
Something's wrong, sir.
That's what's so frustrating for us right now, is we are willing to fight the good fight. And I'm doing the best I can do. And by the way, you know, I know some people out there that work for nonprofits as executive director, make in excess of $100,000 a year. And, you know, they have these big paychecks and these big payrolls. We have a very small staff. I don't make anywhere close to $100,000 a year. I wouldn't take it if it was offered to me by the United States Justice Foundation. I'm trying to fight for our country here, fight for our veterans, fight for our Constitution. And so I get a very moderate salary out of the United States Justice Foundation. I have a very small staff. I could use a lot more people working for me. I'm trying right now to get more volunteers because we're putting our money into where our mouth is. We're spending the money that we raise on things like fighting for veterans, on fighting for religious liberty in this country.
Now, I'm going to challenge Michael Savage, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, all these goofballs. If you don't have the money, if you're really not as rich as I think you are, then at least have Michael Connelly on the radio. You can do that, can't you? Okay, see, these people I don't believe are genuine, Michael. I don't believe they're for real. Because anything we try to get off the ground that has real teeth, they somehow just are MIA.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think the same thing, that a lot of people out there are doing this strictly to line their own pockets, to make money for themselves. They are not really serious about defending the Constitution. And if they're not serious about defending the Constitution, then people shouldn't be supporting them. We have to do what we need to do to defend the constitutional rights of the people in this country. And we are losing our country. I mean, it's as simple as that. Barack Obama should be prosecuted. But coming out and saying, well, we need to prosecute Barack Obama is meaningless. Because, number one, he's immune from prosecution for the most part while he's president of the United States. That ends when he's no longer president. If he ever decides he's no longer going to be president, because I don't know that, like I said, we'll even have an election in 2016. But we can't impeach him. But Congress has to do it. It only takes a majority of the House of Representatives.
But they run around and say that's not even a viable option. Why not? We have well over 218 in the House that are Republicans. We've got 240 plus, right?
Right, exactly. They could file and pass articles of impeachment, at which point, and this is the reason we're, one reason we're pushing for this and have been for over 2 years now, is if they impeach him, they can then appoint special prosecutors who will have extraordinary subpoena powers. They can go out and they can find the survivors of the Benghazi massacre. They can talk to them. They can get their depositions. They can get documents about Fast and Furious that the president has decided to keep sealed. They can force all of this information out into the public, and then they can put it, present it to the United States Senate in a full-scale trial, and Obama could be impeached. Now, the two-thirds of the Senate would not vote to do that. The Democrats are in lockstep with Obama. When Obama says, you know, to salute him, they go Sieg Heil, and they salute Obama. But the American people would finally know what's going on. But it, that's not happening. We don't have a...
Well, and if the American people had the real truth, if we had real subpoena power, then we could create a landslide in the next election, too, to change the game, possibly. But unless the people can get the information, ain't going to happen.
Exactly. And we're not going to be allowed to get the information as long as nobody out there in the House of Representatives or the United States Senate is willing to step up. I mean, what, you know, everybody is so afraid of being called a racist. Anytime you oppose Obama or any of his policies, it doesn't matter the grounds you oppose him on, the New York Times is going to call you a racist. And I don't care, because I know I'm not a racist, and members of Congress should know that they are not racist because they do this, but they're so scared of being criticized by the Washington Post, the New York Times, and CBS and NBC that they will not step forward and they will not do what they are required to do by the Constitution and by their oath of office. As a veteran of the United States military, and by the way, I want to use this opportunity to wish all of my fellow veterans a happy Veterans Day on Wednesday. I've got two sons currently serving. My dad was in World War II. In World War II, I wrote a book. I've written a best-selling book about his unit called The Mortarman. And to all of my fellow veterans, happy Veterans Day, and God bless you for your service. But we have the veterans out there who are being denied their constitutional rights, and we have members of Congress who are so scared of being labeled racist or being criticized that they won't step forward and they won't protect our Constitution. They won't impeach this man for what he's doing to our veterans, for what he's doing to our military, what he's doing to our Constitution. And they have to step forward, or otherwise we need to replace them.
And we need to back them in getting that done. Michael Connelly, we're flat out of time. Thanks so much. UFJF.net. This nation shall endure.